אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד.
We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 4, Chapter 3. You may ask questions on Kav.TV. Selected questions will be aired during the lesson.
פרק ג',
please start reading.
Chapter 3 explains Tamim, Nekudot, Tagin, and Otiot. And they are the first expansion from Peh until the Tabur, which is Tamim. And two, the levels that come out during the Stalkut called Nekudot. Three, the Reshimot, which are called Tagin. Four, the light that is born by the Haka'ah of the Reshimot and the descending Or Chozer on another is Otiot, and containing 13 issues. One, when Yosod rises, it leaves a Reshima in its place to illuminate the Malchut. Two, the Reshima is a residue from the first Or Akudim that extends from above downwards through Yosher, which is Rachamim. Three, the first Hitpashtut of Akudim illuminated to the receivers from above downwards, and the levels that extended with their departure illuminated from below upward. Four, Keter illuminated to the Netzalim through its Achoraim as it rose to the Matzil. Five, the Orot of the Panim are Rachamim, and Achoraim are Dinim, called Or Chozer. Six, Chochmah receives from one Achor of Keter, Bina from two Achoraim, and Malchut from nine Achoraim. Seven, there is yet another change according to the quality of the Sphira, because Tiferet receives from Achoraim de Gvura, which are Har Achoraim. Eight, as the changes in the Bchinot of the Sfirot, so the Or that extends, feeble din, medium, or strong. Nine, three Bchinot of Orot. A, Hitpashtut Aleph de Akudim from Peh to Tabur. Bet, the Reshimot that remained from this Hitpashtut Aleph, which is Rachamim. C, the levels of the Or Chozer that extend from the Matzil during the Histalkut of the Orot, which is Din. 10. A fourth Or is born out of the Bitush of the Or Reshimot and Or Chozer on one another, called Nitzotzot. 11. Hitpashtut Aleph de Akudim is called Ta'amim. The level of the Or Chozer is called Nekudot, the Reshimot are called Tagin, the Nitzotzot are called Otiot. 12. The Nitzotzot called Otiot are the Kelim called Guf. 13. The Nitzotzot merely mixed with the Kelim, like 248 Nitzotzim that remained in the broken Kelim de Nikudim. Item 1, the Ari. When Yesod rises, it leaves a Reshima in its place to illuminate to Malchut. We shall start to explain them from Yesod, which is the last one to leave a Reshimo. It is said that during its ascent from Yesod to the place of Hod and upward, it leaves a Reshimo for Malchut in the place where Yesod was. That Reshimo never leaves there, even when Malchut returns and rises to the Matzil. All the other Sfirot do the same, excluding Malchut. Again, when Yesod rises, it leaves a Reshima in its place to illuminate Malchut. We shall start to explain them from Yesod, which is the last one to leave Eirish Imo. It is said that during its ascent from Yesod to the place of Hod and upward, it leaves Eirish Imo for Malchut in the place where Yesod was. That Reshimo never leaves there even when Malchut returns and rises to the Matzid. All the other Sfirot do the same, excluding Malchut.
And here supposedly a new Partsuf is born, because all the Sfirot except for the last one leave Reshimot. And these Reshimot is building the new, more complex Partsuf that comes out because of the previous one. Because the Malchut of the previous Partsuf ended, it can't be Malchut anymore. And except for that, there's the Yesod, meaning an ascending of a degree. And they're all now in a upgrade of a plus one. Please.
Or Pnimi, one referring to it, the Reshimo, in the place where Yesod was. It has already been explained that Malchut de Akudim is called Tabur, and her Ma'atzil, being Malchut de Rosh, is called Peh. When the Masach in Malchut de Guf purified from all the Aviyot contained in it, and remained Zach, in complete equivalence with Malchut de Rosh, which is his Ma'atzil, it is considered that Malchut returned upward to the Ma'atzil. It is so because when they are both of equal merit, they are cohesive and incorporated in one another like a single Prina. It is known that Shinui Tzura is the measure of separation and difference in the spirituals, and Hishtavut Tzura is the Dvikut and the unification in the spirituals. Thus, when Malchut de Guf and Malchut de Rosh are equal in their merit, they are regarded as adhesive with one another and incorporated into a single Prina. It is said that Reshimo never leaves there, even when Malchut returns and rises to the Ma'atzil. By that, he tells us that even when the Masach has been purified of all its Aviyot, until it remains of equal Zakut with the Ma'atzil, still the Masach is incorporated with the Reshimot in the Eser Sfirot de Guf. Only Prina Daled is excluded, as the last Prina does not leave a Reshima, because these Reshimot are of Or Yashar, and the last Prina does not receive Or Yashar inside her, as there is only Or Chozer in her. Know that the matter of these Reshimot that remained contained in Malchut, even when it is contained in the Ma'atzil, they are the nucleus for the creation of a second Partsuf. It is so because all the Orot and the Kelim extend to the second Partsuf from these Reshimot, as written above. It is so because the Masach of Malchut de Rosh never purifies, and the Zivug de Aka in Prina Dalet there is regarded as Zivug de Lo Pasik, a never-ending Zivug. Thus, when Malchut de Guf rises there and is incorporated in the Masach de Rosh, she is also incorporated in the Zivug de Rosh. This, in turn, causes the awakening of the Oviyut contained in the Reshimot in her, as she receives from the Oviyut from below upward, contained there in Masach de Rosh. However, as soon as the Reshimot in her return to their Aviyut, it is turned in them to Aviyut from above downward, because they come from the Eser Sfirot de Guf that have already been there as Hitlapshut from above downward. By that Pchinat Guf in the Masach that rose reappeared there, being the Aviyut from above downward, which is Guf and not Rosh. This manifestation is regarded as descent and separation from Malchut de Rosh, because it returned to its original state, to Malchut de Pchinat Guf. However, it did not return to Pchinat Dalet called Tabur, only to Pchinat Gimel called Chazeh, where a new Zivug de Haka'ah occurred, generating 10 Sfirot on the level of Chokhmah in Rosh, Toch, Sof, called Parzuf Ab. This matter has already been explained, and study it there.
Meaning that by the meeting between the Reshimot and the Malchut of Rosh, the last Reshimot is lost, and the rest receive, instead of the tendency to depart their work, as was in the Guf, that they wanted to let it go and overcome. So again, they receive the tendency to go down and build a new potsuf, meaning from the upper light of the Rosh bestowing upon them, that in the Rosh they have light of the Creator in a way that there's a purpose of creation and the actions. And even though the Reshimo doesn't want it, the general Reshimo doesn't want to receive the light, but by being included in with that tendency, with that purpose of the Creator that is in the Rosh, it is willing and understands that in order to give contentment to the landlord, the host, he has to keep going down into the Guf and performing the action of receiving the light in order to bestow, because that's the only way he can bestow, the only action he can do. That's why in this way he does do it. Keep going.
Item 2, the Ari. The Reshima is a residue from the first Or HaKudim that extends from above downwards through Yosher, which is Rachamim. This Reshima is from the first Or that came down through Yosher. Or that comes in Yosher is Rachamim, and Or that comes on the way back up is Or Chozer, and is Din. The Reshimo is through Yosher, and is therefore Rachamim. Again, the Reshima is a residue from the first Or Akudim that extends from above downwards through Yosher, which is Rachamim. This Reshimo is from the first Or that came down through Yosher. Or that comes in Yosher is Rachamim, and Or that comes on the way back up is Or Chozer, and it is Din. The Reshimo is through Yosher, and is therefore Rachamim.
It's two Reshimot that are contradicting to one another. There's Din and Rachamim, and what happens between them next?
Or Pnimi, little item 2, referring to from that first Or. From Hitpashtut Aleph, which expands from Peh to Tabur De'ak, it consists of Or Yashar and Or Chozer clothed in one another. Or Yashar is called Or Zach, and Or Chozer is called Or Av. The residue that remained from the Or Zach after its departure is called Reshima, and it is Rachamim, since it is the remains of the Or Yashar that extends from above downward into Prinat Hitlapshut in the Partsuf. The Or Chozer that's been emptied of the Or Yashar after its departure is regarded as the Kelim inside which the Reshimot that remained of the Or Yashar clothed, as the Rav says above in item 10.
Shuv.
Again, from Hitpashtut Aleph, which expands from Peh to Tabur De'ak, it consists of Or Yashar and Or Chozer clothed in one another. Or Yashar is called Or Zach, and Or Chozer is called Or Av. The residue that remain from the Or Zach after its departure is called Reshima, and it is Rachamim, since it is the remains of the Or Yashar that extends from above downward into Bchinat Hitlabshut in the Partsuf. The Or Chozer that has been emptied of Or Yashar after its departure is regarded as the Kelim inside which the Reshimot that remains of the Or Yashar clothed, as the Rav says above.
Keep going, Moshe.
Little item 3, referring to that it comes on the way back up, is Or Chozer, and it is Din. Little item 3. Meaning Or that comes and extends from the Matzil because of the Zivug De'aka'a that is performed on the Masach during its levels of his Dakhut. At that time, the levels gradually diminish until the Or disappears entirely and returns to its root above, to Malchut Derosh, and these levels are called Or Chozer, Din, since they appear during the Histaklut. Again, meaning, Or that comes and extends from the Matzil because of the Zivug De'aka'a that is performed on the Masach during its levels of his Dakhut. At that time, the levels gradually diminish until the Or disappears entirely and returns to its Shoresh above, to Malchut Derosh. These levels are called Or Chozer, Din, since they appear during the Histalkut.
So even though this whole process, this whole action comes from the lower one wanting to remain in Dvikut with the upper one, and that's why he departs, that it's not from his desire, but because of the necessity to remain and bestow as the upper one, even though, because he removes himself from receiving, it's called Or Chozer and Din, and it rejects, he doesn't want what the host is serving him. That's what's called the reflected light with Din, with judgments. There's a lot of questions. Why is it called reflected light? Because he's giving back what he received from the landlord? Or by this is maybe he returning, reflecting to be like the landlord? There's a lot of discernments here we'll speak about later. For now, let's keep going, please.
Item 3, the Ari. The first Hitpashtut of Akudim illuminates to the receivers from above downward, and the levels that extend with their departure illuminated from below upward. It is known that when the Sefirot of Akudim came, their panim were turned downward, because the purpose of their coming was to shine downward. As a result, their panim were through the receivers. However, when they returned upward, they turned their panim upward to the matzil and their achoraim downward. Again, it is known that when the sfirot, the first hitpashtut of akudim illuminated to the receivers from above downward, and the levels that extended with their departure illuminated from below upwards. It is known that when the Sfirot of Akudim came, their panim were turned downward, because the purpose of their coming was to shine downward. As a result, their panim were through the receivers. However, when they returned upwards, they turned their panim upward to the Matzil and their Achoraim downward.
That's obvious. It's all according to the tendency. According to its tendency, please.
Little item 4, or primi, referring to their panim were turned downward. There is no movement whatsoever here, no posterior and no anterior. As has been explained in previous parts, any Chidush Tzura is called spiritual movement. Know that bestowal of Orot or Hamshacha in the Kelim is called Panim, the interior face. And it's known that any giver gives in the more Av. Thus, the more Av the more Av the Masach, the higher the level of Eser Sfirot, of 10 Sfirot, that is poured there. Therefore, the Orot of Rachamim here are regarded as being poured as Hitlabshut in the Partsuf, with their Panim facing downward, for the word Panim means bestowal. Downward means great Aviyut, greater Aviyut, and their Panim were turned downwards, meaning that bestowal is caught in the greater Aviyut in the degree.
That's why it's written that the male, his face is downward, because he bestows to a larger aviut.
Again, item 4. There is no movement whatsoever here, no posterior, no anterior. As it's been explained in previous parts, any chidush tzura is called spiritual movement. Know that bestowal of Orot or Hamshacha in the Kelim is called Panim, which is anterior, or face, and it is known that any giver gives in the more Av. Thus, the more Av the Masach, the higher the level of Eser Sfirot that is poured there. Therefore, the Orot of Rachamim here are regarded as being poured as Hitlabshut in the Parsuf. For the word Panim means bestowal. Downward means greater Aviyut, and their Panim were turned downward means that bestowal is caught in the greater Aviyut in the degree.
Keep going. If there's any questions, I don't know, on the way. But according to the topic.
Rav,
Rav. If you can explain about the Zachar, how does it influence him in terms of the coarseness? How does this process work?
Sorry, again?
The upper one, the Zachar, influences downwards. It clings to the Aviyut.
Yeah.
How does bestowal work here? That it bestows towards the Oviyut.
How can the upper one bestow if not for the Oviyut of the lower one? How does it take place? He takes the Oviyut of the lower one, swallows it, and starts working on it. On what we call Ibu, Yanika, Mochin, this is how the upper one works on the lower one. When the lower one annuls towards the upper one, and the upper one performs actions upon it.
In what does the creature participate in?
In self-annulment.
So he participates in the process.
How could it be not? How would he feel that it happens in him if he didn't participate?
Okay, because I thought the upper one works alone. There's a process here, a mutual process.
It can't be alone. There has to be annulment on the behalf of the lower one. The previous degrees that the upper one is working on the lower one without the lower one knowing about it, without the lower one's participation, the desired kind, that's caught in the lower one's subconscious, let's say. Let's say if we're now under the bestowal of the upper one. He's working on us. We can't feel it. We know we're going through changes. We feel them, but how he does it, in what way, we have no idea. It's still not in us. We're not aware of it yet. Please.
Soul is in connection, and the upper one, when it bestows, does it also bestow in the form of a tent to us, if we need to be connected in a tent towards him?
The upper one only bestows to ten. If there's a ten, he has something to bestow, he has someone to bestow to. If there's no ten, if there's no preparation of a ten from the lower one, the upper one bestows on them in order to gather them into a tent, but still it's in their subconscious. When does the upper one start bestowing to the tent? That they already feel it? They react upon it? When they're in somewhat connected already? That's the whole matter. We, all of us, all of humanity, also they're still vegetative and animate. That also have, it's also spiritual discernments. Don't look at the still vegetative and animate around us, but look at those inner discernments, the spiritual ones. They are also advancing towards spirituality. We're all included in Gemal Tikkun. Till the smallest desire, but subconsciously, that the upper light bestows upon them, and without their choice, they advance. But also in those that later on awaken. Us too, we were, who knows, if we can say it, we were in all kinds of actions from the upper one until we now are in this passage in between that we want to discover these actions upon us. And then according to that, we have to resemble our actions to the upper one in order for us to be able to reveal. That's why all of our work is called the work of preparation, that we need to understand where are the actions of the upper one, and then Kabbalists explain, if you do this and that, if you do this and that, think like this and that, behave like this and that, so by this, you will start knowing his actions, because he is doing them. But in a way that you don't feel them, not that he diminishes himself or hides himself, but you can't find the vessels to feel the way he works on you, the way he turns to you, the way he speaks to you. You aren't on the same wave. You don't know what it means, his action, his speech towards you. That's why he's working and you don't feel it. It's like a baby, let's say, that's born, or even that isn't born yet, and is in his mother's womb. So what does he feel? Even though he feels something, but from where, why, how, Nothing. He needs to resemble himself to the upper one in somewhat, and then, and according to that, he can start growing and receiving control from the upper one. Otherwise, there is none. That's why all of our work is to suit ourselves, adapt ourselves to the upper one. Then we'll start feeling that he's working and he's not concealed. We've concealed him. Keep going.
Avi.
What
does it mean that I feel the reshimot? I know I feel fulfillment, I feel lack of fulfillment. What does it mean that I feel reshimot?
You today are built upon everything that has happened to you till now. That's called that if you feel the reshimot. There's no wise like the experienced. What he's been through lives in him, and from living in him, he advances. That's why we have all of our past experience. That we work according to that. Otherwise, where do we have vessels from? We need to have vessels of what we had a moment ago and what we have now. And in the gap between those two states, we feel where we are. It's not just an ascent or descent. It's a new reality of that vessel. We can say this. What I have now, I can't feel. I feel what I have now only if I compare it to what I had a moment ago, let's say. Only then I feel if it's good or bad. That's called the advantage of light over darkness. And all the bestow, if it's unified, or discreet, so I can't feel it. I have to compare it to something. That's why we're not even aware of it. But bitter, sweet, salty, doesn't matter what. I can only say it in states where that I've been through in the past. That's why without a shimot, we can't advance.
Mm-hmm. Allah. Thank you.
Coleman.
What is the correct response to a state that the ego lies to me, that it wants bestowal, it wants to invest in the friends?
I don't listen to the ego or nothing. I don't hear myself. I have to hear the group and overcome myself and bestow to the group. That's the only way to bestow to the Creator. That's why everything in me is always a lie in some sort, and I don't even pay attention to it. The best thing is to be in restriction, tzimtzum, that I'm completely above that point, meaning not in my body, but in my head, my rosh. That my rosh is already connected to bestow and the upper desire.
To continue Avi's question, he explains here that the departure of the zach light, the direct light, is called reshimot. And in the purification of the returning light, that's where the kelim might have been missed. Is there an example or something that will give the difference between a reshimot and a kli?
I'd say that the reshimot is the kli. That's what I was talking about. That we can't discover anything but only through the discernments between the states, that I compare one state to the other, so the gap between them, either in an ascent or a descent or some discernments, I feel awe in the gap between the states. Why don't we discover anything in the beginning when we study the wisdom of Kabbalah? And only afterwards we start discovering more and more discernments in it, because we become the owners of those discernments, and they all work in us, and we advance. There's no other choice. That's the only way we do it. That's what builds us. The desire to receive itself isn't a vessel, but specifically those states that he goes through and can compare between them and make that comparison between those differences and directions and slices. Through this, he becomes experienced and is willing to understand and feel and work. But the state itself, we can't feel it. We have to compare it to something.
What's the difference between the departure of the pleasure to the departure of the intention?
The departure of the pleasure, it depends where it's felt, what state the vessel's in. Also the departure of the kavanah. Because the pleasure and the intention, it's like two levels. The pleasure's in the guf, the body, and the intention is in the rosh, the head. That's why it's important for me to hold on to the intention to bestow, even if it departs from me, that pleasure, from bestow or from reception, doesn't matter what. The main thing for me is to be in the intention, constantly by overcoming with intention. As much as I can, be in the increasing intention. And there could be less pleasure or more. It could be that the pleasure will change its quality, that it won't be quality by receiving, but from bestowing and from being more in adhesion. And maybe the pleasure will disappear, but the intention will grow from it. It all comes in according to the goal, the purpose. Different states. And you can't say only according to a big or small intention and bestow, or a great pleasure or a small pleasure in the vessel. It depends on the tendency, on the conditions. Let's say you have greatness of the vessel, and then the next degree of Ibul. So, obviously, in the degree of Ibul, you have a very small katnut, to such an extent that it almost disappears from the feeling of self. But it's a higher degree from the previous one, where he had gadlut. So the Ibul on the upper degree is more than gadlut in the lower degree. And this is a question: what's good and what's bad? What's better, to be the head of the foxes or the tail of the lions? The known question. More? Actually, we've reached the end of the lesson. According to your clock. So let's stop here. You will go through the third lesson alone. We will listen to it, but not disturb you. And everything you have about the lesson, how to make it go through better, write us. I'll be happy to correct myself in order, because we have a few more days, and each time let's check the way we do the lesson, the way we wrap it, all of its flow, and so write any issue that had maybe doing broadcast or that I can correct. So for now, all the best. I hug you strongly in love. Goodbye. We'll go to the next part of the lesson and we'll sing a song together.
הכל התחיל עוד בבבל, נפרדנו כך לכל תבל, חדלנו להבין אחד את השני, איבדנו זה את זה בקשר חיוני, חצינו יבשות ומלחמות קשות, עכשיו הנשמות ביחד מממשות. בני שפות אנחנו, מקצות עולם הגענו, שפתנו היחידה היא שפת האהבה. בני שפות אנחנו, מקצות עולם הגענו, שפתנו היחידה היא שפת האהבה. היום כמו חג בישראל, נוהרים מכל דבל,
משתוקקים רק להתחבר, והתפילה תלך ותתגבר.
כי הנרות דולקים בכל הלבבות,
עם אש האהבה נדביק את הנשמות.
בני שפות